And now from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Lori Robb with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Lori.
And good afternoon. Deschutes County Sheriff's investigators have spent much of the day investigating a possible homicide case near Bend. A Tumalo area man has been arrested on a murder charge, accused of fatally shooting and killing his son.
On December 4th, at about 10:40 hours, the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office responded to an incident that was described as being a potential homicide at the address of 65180 Highland Road.
Sheriff Larry Blanton says once there, they found 29-year-old Stephen Hargrave dead of an apparent gunshot wound. The father, 61-year-old James Hargrave, was arrested. Stephen Hargrave lived with his parents in the Tumalo home, and his mom reported the shooting to 911 at 10:42 last night. Captain Mark Mills says investigators were told that there was an argument between the father and son just before the shooting, and that alcohol may have been involved. An autopsy will be conducted tomorrow at the Oregon State Medical Examiner's Office. In other local news, do news reports have an effect on companies relocating or expanding? Roger Lee with EDCO says they can. The question is being asked because of a story in the Oregonian on Saturday that announced Apple is considering Prineville as a possible data center location. Roger Lee says he can't comment on the specifics of that report, but explains why the non-disclosure agreements are important in preliminary talks.
But I would just say generically that there's lots of good reasons why you don't want the name of a company that you're working with out in the public. For one, just the fact that it could potentially increase your competition. It creates expectations in the community, not so much on the projects that have been discussed in the media as of recent, but it can create disruptions for employees, stockholders, etc.
Lee says the non-disclosure agreements are so serious that some companies have even threatened to pull out of talks, even if the code word is released to the media. In other news, just in time to save money for holiday shopping, gasoline prices take a nosedive. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
The average price for a gallon of gas at Oregon dropped 8 cents last week to $3.52. AAA's Marie Dodd says prices dropped in most cities around the state.
When we look at our measured metro areas, they're all showing pretty healthy declines between 7 and 9 cents for the week.
The price of diesel also dropped.
Diesel prices are also down a bit. National average is down 3 cents this week to $3.93. In Oregon, we're also down 3 cents for diesel to $4.03.
Prices are low because demand is down, but the price of crude is above $100 a barrel, and as soon as the demand returns, prices will go up.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Ben's average this week for unleaded is holding at 349. Well, students, teachers, and others were downright giddy at Mountain View High School today. It was a huge day of celebration after Saturday's big victory over Sherwood. Principal Katie Legacy joined hundreds of others and went over to the game in Hillsborough. She said that they packed the stands.
Our athletes played with pride and character, came back on several situations, made the adjustments that they needed to make, and made them in a composed fashion. Our coaches, worked with the students to keep them kind of even keel and calm during the game. There's so much hype during the game, it's hard to stay focused, but our coaches helped them to maintain that focus. So we were able to clinch the win. I mean, it was just an amazing experience.
Final score 14-13. And tomorrow morning on Your Town, we have Coach Steve Turner and Wayne Purcell. So you want to tune in for that tomorrow morning on KBND at 8:30. I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.